Buenos días, mi gente hermosa. Good morning. My name is Leslie. I am the wonderful host of this podcast, Lo Que Caiga. I am so happy to be back here so soon, and also want to acknowledge that I'm not feeling my best right now. I'm feeling very emotional, like I want to cry. And the point of me coming on here today is not to dump anything on anyone who is listening to me right now. It's just to share a little bit of what I'm like feeling and just like some thoughts that I have. And maybe, you know, I don't know, some of you might resonate and find some healing in what I'm about to share. So I'm sitting here and, oh my gosh, I'm about to cry, so I might cry during this. So if crying makes you uncomfortable, maybe this isn't the best episode to listen in on. And if you're someone who is encouraging yourself to be more comfortable with crying, well then, here you go. So I, you know, something that that's been on my mind is just how do I want to frame this? I don't have notes. I still am trying to figure out how I want to like create my podcast episodes. Like I'm just like, let's do it. I'm thinking about my relationship with my mother and my father. I grew up with my parents, both of them were in my life for a very long part, a very big chunk. They're both still living, which I'm very grateful for. They're still physically here with me. But these past, I would say, 3-4 years, I started to feel this kind of rift between my parents and myself. And it's been one of the most difficult things that I have been experiencing in my life these past few years. Because, and I mentioned that I grew up with them because it's really important to contextualize why this is so difficult for me right now. And the reason why I wanted to share it with all of you, because I don't know. I wonder how many of you also have grown up with your parents and you grow up, at least for me, you know, how many of you can resonate with me in that? Like, my parents were, I mean, they still mean the world to me. I love them so, so much. I care about them so deeply, about their well-being. But when I was growing up, it was different. It was like they were my world, you know. I breathed for my parents. I guess, I don't know if that's the best phrasing of that. I don't know if that's a phrase. But yeah, a lot of my dreams growing up, like what I wanted to be, what career I wanted to go into, going to school, everything, like they were always at the forefront. They were always one of the people, two of the people that were at my forefront, the other being my sisters. I have four beautiful younger siblings. I am the oldest of five. So another cool fact about me, I don't know if I've mentioned this in other episodes, but they were always at the forefront. And so, you know, when I was growing up, I was always like, I'm going to go to school and I'm going to enter a career that's going to help me make a lot of money so then I can support them and, you know, buy them a big house, you know, make sure that they're good and that they never have to struggle again, like financially. Like, I want to extend that financial freedom to them, and that looked a certain way, you know, that looked having a certain career and having a certain amount of money, and it was always on a timeline, you know, by this age. And so right now I'm not on that timeline that I had made for myself growing up, and that was low-key imposed on me as well, just by who I grew up around and just like the narratives that are told, that were told to me. And so yeah, I right now my life is not at all what I had envisioned for myself. I am currently in the process of launching my own business, and you know, I have a lot of student debt. I still haven't even received my degree, and that's just like, and I already graduated and I haven't received my diploma, which makes it, would make it difficult if I was like going to get in like a job elsewhere, like in like a 9-to-5 somewhere. So yeah, that's a whole other thing. But you know, it's just, the point of me saying all this is like my life right now, the way that my life is going, the trajectory is not what I had envisioned. And it's not like by this time I would have expected myself to have, you know, a 6-digit bank account, like in my savings and my checkings, you know, like, and so it's not that. And there is no shame in that, you know, and I know that I am where I am meant to be, and everything that I have experienced, I have so for a reason, and it has made me who I am today, and I am so grateful for everything that I have experienced because of the growth and just who I am becoming, just seeing myself becoming who I am, just me, Leslie. This beautiful soul that brings light and love and life to other people, and laughter and joy, inspiration. So I am so grateful for that. And I also hold this like, this heavy feeling in my chest, because I think of where my parents are right now, and just, I guess, where they are in every area, every aspect of their life. I don't want to say too much about them and just expose them, especially for those who know me. Just, you know, they each have their own struggles, and they're each going through their own, like, I guess, yeah, their own paths right now. And so it's their, where what they are now going through, and kind of where they're at in their own life, like personally, just like their beliefs, how they go about their life, is just not where I am anymore. And I think the outgrowing those mindsets and those stories that were told to me that were theirs, that they passed on to me, has been really, really difficult. And I share it because if anyone out there is also just right now in their life, or maybe in a few years, if you are listening to this episode, like, I just want you to know that you're not alone, and I think it's completely normal. And this is so hard. It's so hard to just love your parents so much and want so much for them, and you want to bring them up with you, but they're just in a different space mentally, and I think also because I don't know how to talk to my parents yet, like, I'm still learning how to express these feelings to them, and so, you know, I think it makes it harder for me to kind of let them know, like, I still love you, and just because I don't reach out or because I don't want to be around as much, it doesn't mean that I don't love you. It just, I can't be around that energy. Like, I guess, for a lack of a better way of explaining it, like, I'm just not there anymore. I refuse to be in an environment where it's just struggle after struggle after struggle. And I feel like that sounds so selfish, But it's just like I'm not responsible for my parents anymore. At least I never was, but I always felt like I was. And now that I know that I am not and that I don't have to live their life, I'm not responsible for what they do, for their actions, for gearing them towards the right direction. Like that truth, just acknowledging and accepting that truth has been so, it's just so hard. It's really difficult because it just feels like I'm betraying them. And I just, you know, if any of you just are experiencing similar things or you're starting to just see this in your life, like, just know you're not alone, like, and just please, like, it's so important for us, especially, like, I don't know, for, it's just so important for us to validate our own feelings, our own emotions, you know, and to be curious as opposed to being judgmental of ourselves. Be curious about these feelings of feeling like you're betrayed, like I'm betraying my parents. You know, I feel like that's something that I'm learning. It's just like, as opposed to just being judgmental and just being so hard on myself for feeling these things, I am now learning to be curious. Like, why is this happening? And in what ways can I hold space for both truths, you know, that I love them and that I want to bring them, and also they are not my responsibility, and so on and so forth, I guess. Oh my goodness. I don't know if this is emotional dumping. I hope it's not. I was really needed to get that out, and I really wish it wasn't crying, just because I feel like, I don't know, does crying always mean it's emotional dumping? I don't think so. Quién sabe, but again, I just, that's something that I've been thinking about, and I know, just talking to some of my closest friends, they've expressed very similar, going through very similar experiences, obviously not the exact same, you know, every one of us has a different story. But the, you know, very similar. And so I know, like, there are more people who are maybe going through this. I'm not saying this because I wish that y'all are. But it's just, you know, somos un chingo de gente. So va a haber gente out there who are also experiencing the same thing. Very similarly. And, you know, it's like community's a thing. Yeah, so just love yourself. Be gentle, and like, let's love our parents, and let's be kind, and not to say that you're not, now I'm projecting, I feel, but I think that's something else, you know, that I've been navigating through, is just like holding these truths that, like, I don't agree with the way that my parents see the world, the way that they navigate their life. Like, I don't agree with their actions a lot of the time, and it's like, yes, so there's that, and there's also like holding space for compassion, just like receiving them with love, is also something that has been really difficult, because initially, like, I feel this pain, but because I've been so, like, I was raised to be very, I guess, yeah, to be reactive, like just anger and violence. That's how I respond emotionally. I'm just like, I just feel angry at them, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I'm younger than you, and I know that this is not okay. Like, y'all are grown-ass and people, and que no saben, like, what is going on here? You know, I guess that's how I feel initially, and it's just like I'm moving, retreating back from responding in that way, and instead just learning how to be open to just accepting them for who they are. And just being open-minded, having an open mind and open heart, and receiving them with love, kindness, and compassion, because they are also human. They are also people who went through their own shit growing up, and maybe a lot of things that they have not told us about that has shaped them, that has made them who they are now. And so the only thing that we can do to also be good ourselves mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, is to just forgive and to love, to be understanding and to have boundaries. That's so important. I feel like that's like the key. It's not easy, but like the act of boundaries, I feel like for a lot of, I mean, I don't know, I'll speak for myself, like I'm not good at boundaries. They're really difficult. I grew up being a people pleaser, so saying no and just being like, I don't like this, I need this, has been hard, but it's so necessary. And I think that is a key to, at least one key to cultivating a healthier relationship with our parents at this time, like in this point of our lives, you know, now that we're older, that we know better, that we see the world differently. You know, it's just like speaking up for ourselves and like to tell our parents that we need this from them, that we don't like this anymore, that we don't like them to be disrespectful to us, that, you know, all these things, that it is not disrespectful. It's not disrespectful. And I think that's another thing that I'm learning right now. It's just like, it's not disrespect. I respect myself that I am letting you know that I don't like this. And I'm not disrespecting you. I'm letting you know. And the fact that they see it as, if they would to see it as disrespect, you know, it says more about them, you know, and than about us. I don't know if that makes sense. I promise that, well, I won't promise. Because I want to do whatever the fuck I want to do, so. No, but I think for the purpose of not making this all, like, all over the place, which I don't think this was, I think I did pretty good, despite the emotion and the crying, the just being consistent, or, like, you know, not being, or going on tangents, all of that, being disorganized. I'll do my best to be more, like, in orden when I come on here, you know, para que no estén tan, I don't know. Okay, I'm overthinking. Okay. I'm also, like, still feeling and emotional and in my head a little bit because of this. Okay, let's all take a deep breath. I feel like I took y'all for a roller coaster. If you're still here with me, thank you so much. Thank you. I love you. I love you for being you, for being here. I appreciate you so much for the time and the energy of just listening to me, what I have to say, for feeling me, like hearing people, and like you don't even have to see people to feel their energy. And so I'm just so grateful that you are here and this far. And I would like to think that it's because you vibe with me and that you really like me and you like what I have to say. You like how it feels to hear me. So thank you so much. I send you so much love and healing energy and joy and peace. And it's not to say that you, like, I'm not sending you the energy of just being naive or like ignoring your feelings. No, when I say peace, like I mean like being at peace with how you are feeling right now, accepting that. If you are going through a difficult time right now, if you are also having these feelings and these dilemmas and internal conflicts, that you are able to find peace in that. That you're okay. You're going to be okay. This is going to pass. And it might be a few weeks, a few months, years, pero vas a ver that you will make it to a point where, wow, this chapter is wrapping up. Like I feel like I've made progress as a person, you know. So thank you for being here. Yeah, I was gonna take deep breaths with you guys, so let's take a deep breath in, out. In, out, in, out, in. Now just breathe normally. Connect back with your normal breath. Breathe into your body. Breathe into your feelings whenever you can. And remind yourself that you are also human, that you have feelings, that you deserve to feel, and to express yourself in a healthy way, in a way that is productive, of course. Take care of yourself today. Drink your water. If you can make at least one meal for yourself today, I encourage you to do so. Connect with your food and just know that in that moment, in doing so, you are loving on your body. I mean, yeah. No manches. That's a wrap. I don't know if y'all can hear, but I'm playing like a sound frequency in the background on YouTube, and this is a little ads. Okay, well, thank you so much for being here. I love y'all so much, and yeah, if you're still feeling heavy after this, I know my heart is still heavy. I still feel like ugh. I just know I need to cry more. I just need to let it out, and so I'm going to do what I need to do that, and I wish that you are able to make the time and space for yourself, and that you do have the time and space to do the same. Love you so much. Thank you all for being here, and I will see you all on the next episode. Bye.